Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Get the whole band together with Workday and pair finance and HR on one platform for an epic performance. With Workday AI at the core, you'll make confident decisions faster than ever, and you'll drive flawless business and finance operations with an agile platform that constantly evolves to future-proof your organization. Be a finance and HR rockstar with Workday. Visit workday.com to learn more.
Welcome back to some insane Reddit stories. I'm Shane, and today the theme is Am I the Devil?
Let's freaking go.
Right. These are the worst of the worst. And I am joined by two of the worst people I know.
Oh, Shane.
Courtney and Spencer are here.
Hey.
I know you guys know Reddit, so. Because Courtney, you've curated a bunch of stories for this show.
Yeah, and they messed me up real bad.
Yeah, you had to take a break after producing one of these episodes. You were like, I'm out.
The research was a lot, but I think I could be ready to make Morgan or help make Morgan.
Spencer, you look like you're on Reddit.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love that place.
I can't believe it's taken this long for us to be on an episode together. What the heck? Why are you waiting me?
Hey, pleasure to be on the couch with you.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Am I the asshole for getting frustrated with a kid at the arcade?
So far, no.
I'm a 30-year-old man, and I'm a really big fan of DDR, and I was just playing a bit at an arcade near me. I was about to get a full combo when this kid around 8 years old decided to play a stupid prank. He used his hand to press the buttons and mess up my combo. I was furious as I had been practicing this map for a while now and was about to full combo it. I will admit I lost my temper. I started screaming stuff like, what the fuck are you doing? And where are your parents? Because they clearly failed you. Oh. It wasn't the nicest thing to say, but I was understandably angry. The staff came to me and banned me from the arcade for being aggressive. Am I the asshole? Okay. At first I was like, I questioned, well, I'm like, okay, is this real or not? I think this is fully real because I have seen this type of shit at arcades. Every other arcade machine feels so casual, and then DDR feels like a professional sport.
It's an event.
And I avoid it. I do not get on that machine because...
No, I don't want other people to see me playing it.
Mm-hmm.
That too. However, that kid did press some buttons.
Pushed his buttons.
Yeah, on several levels.
Yeah. Oh. Pushed buttons on several levels.
It's pretty crappy what the little kid did, but it's a little kid.
Yeah.
Like...
Okay, when you're 8, like, you know, I think, you know, he had the fear of God put him in a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, and I thought he was going to, like, step on his fingers.
We don't know the kid's reaction. Maybe the kid, maybe he was yelling this. He was like, what the fuck are you doing? The kid's just like.
Yeah. I bet the kid was terrified. If they banned him, it was hostile enough for them to call it aggressive.
Yeah.
Sometimes those are the moments where a kid learns, and now that's embedded in him forever, and he's never gonna mess with another person again. But it's a kid, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, even if it was beneficial for the kid, I feel like it's yelling, what the fuck are you doing at an 8-year-old is rarely gonna work well in your favor.
Yeah. I also like, there was no stakes, you know?
Full combo.
A full combo.
I'm so sorry. I don't mean to disrespect.
My initial thought was like, I thought it was like Guitar Hero where you get like the x4 multiplier. And I thought that's what he meant. I'm like, you can just get another one. But full combo, I think, means you hit every single step.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I think he was like towards the end of the song and that's when the kid messed him up. So like.
Yeah, I get it. And I get his anger. But at the same time, I feel like an arcade is a place where it's like, all right, especially it's an arcade where kids are running around. It's just like, this is a place where it's going to be fucking crazy. I can't be mad about that.
You can't hold people to the, I mean, it is a lot though. It is a lot to have a kid come and like press your shit.
Totally.
But it's, well, it's where a kid can be a kid.
No, that's Chuck E. Cheese.
Oh.
Or is that Burger King?
No, that's Chuck E. Cheese. It's Chuck E. Cheese.
What's the Burger King
Have it
one?
Your way.
Oh, okay. Wait, I will say, I thought of a funny idea.
What?
What if, like, when you go, you know how, like, at, like, movie theaters, they do the thing, like, the AMC, the Nicole Kidman thing, like,
yeah,
you can do it. We come eat a lot.
Come to this place.
To live.
Come to this place.
But like they should do one in arcades. Like we come here to dance. We come here to
and
shake.
To play DDR.
She takes off her whatever her Markiplier cloak, her cloak. And then she's just like, we come here for combos.
We come to this place for Mario.
I will say though, 8-year-old me would never.
No, that's the other thing.
I was terrified of like fucking.
It's
with
like
a
messing
adult.
With a 30-year-old man.
It's pretty intense.
Like coming between a 30-year-old man and his video games. Like, look, that was about the best case scenario.
The verdict was asshole.
Yeah.
Fair. He was so aggressive that he got banned. Someone though said, not the asshole. He used his hand to press the buttons. What the fuck? That's like grabbing the wheel when someone's driving. And someone said, yeah, DDR is just like driving a 2,000-pound piece of metal at 65 miles per hour.
Is that how much a car weighs?
Some cars.
Yeah.
Maybe like a really, really
big one. I don't know
how
much I thought they weighed, but.
No, it is. I mean, you're automatically the asshole for losing your temper at a child. You are the adult in the situation. And like, your feelings, you cared a lot, but nobody else in that room maybe knew that. That's your emotions are your responsibility in that moment. This child, their little thinkies could have gone squashed.
I would have trapped him on the machine and made it till he couldn't leave the machine until he hit a full combo.
I think that do you think that kid though maybe was doing him a favor because if he hit that full combo, he was never gonna get laid. Yeah. And so that kid was like trying to like be like, no, do not get that full combo. You'll still have a chance.
Oh my God. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, because 8-year-olds know all about that.
Someone else said, you're the asshole. If you can't mind your temper and mouth, you don't belong in space for children. In spaces for children. And someone said, you're the asshole. Where are your parents? Because they clearly failed you.
Mm.
Damn. So the closest I've ever been to this situation, I did have a situation where I was pissed off at little kids. I was very pissed. But I didn't do this. I was at the beach with some friends, right? It was me and like a couple friends.
About the cool thing.
And I started digging a hole. And I dug the biggest hole at the beach that I've ever dug. And it was crazy. And it was massive. And it went down really deep. And I was so impressed. And I was getting to the point where I was like, my head was like about here. And then suddenly a bunch of little kids started to like swarm around this hole. This hole is right next to our like blanket and everything. Like this is where our setup. And they are now swarming around all these kids swarming around our stuff and this hole that I made. I'm actively digging it, and these kids are like fucking around the sides of it. And of course, sand just starts to fall in. And I'm a little nervous because some of these kids are like 3. And I'm like, you're next to a borderline like 5-foot deep hole. You're gonna fall in.
Stanley Yelnats over here.
I wasn't yelling at them, I wasn't saying anything.
Stanley Yelnats.
And then, and their parents are like off to the side watching, and they're just like, and I'm like, I'm a strange man.
Wait,
with a hole.
How old were you?
I was like 20. I was probably like 20 or 21.
Okay.
Look, send me to the beach now. I'm gonna start digging a hole.
No, okay. This is what I was gonna ask you. Have you ever heard of the masculine urge to dig?
Yes.
Okay.
I have it.
Yeah.
I feel it.
No, I have to dig.
Let's continue.
It's so fun.
Sorry, you get to the beach, you gotta dig.
But
I'm sorry.
These kids eventually they started like fucking around with it so much that they were just filling the hole back up. I got up out of it and I was like, I'm like, whatever. And I was really mad. And at first I wanted to say something to one of their parents being like, what are you like this? And then I thought about it. I'm like, what am I going to say? Like I dug this hole. I was like, but then I also, what truly happened, I was mad. I was in this guy's zone of being pissed at these kids. And then I saw these kids having like such a great time. And I was like, oh shit. I made a core memory for a lot of these kids. Cause I remember when I was young, and you'd be at the beach and you'd come across some sort of insane thing on the beach and you'd just be stoked.
Mm-hmm.
And you have that childlike urge to just like mess with it and whatever. And I was like, okay, this is the best possible scenario for this, you know? Because otherwise there's just gonna be a hole there and I'd have to fill it back up. Anyways, don't yell at kids. They're kids. Even if they are putting their hands on a DDR machine, which is crazy, but don't yell at them. You're going to get in trouble.
Yeah, getting banned. Was it worth it?
Yeah, exactly. Can
I do the one where it's like everybody here sucks?
Really?
You think everyone sucks here?
That's my verdict.
Okay. That's entirely fair.
The kid does suck, but
the kid sucks.
The kid sucks.
The kid sucks, but just don't yell and curse at a kid.
Yeah, everybody here sucks.
That's bad. Okay, next story. Am I the asshole for pointing out my sister's blue hand? I'm a 27-year-old man and have an older sister who's 34. She is a professional chef, and she has a lot of culinary-themed tattoos. Recently, she got her hands tattooed with measurements she uses a lot in the kitchen, like teaspoon and tablespoon and that sort of thing. She says she actually refers to them at work a lot, but I really think she just got them because it makes people ask her what they're about, and then she gets to talk about being a chef. It impresses people, and I know she enjoys the attention. Recently, we were having dinner with our parents and some family friends. The conversation turned to tattoos, and of course my sister started talking about her new ones. Since they're food-related, that steered the conversation away from tattoos and onto cooking and recipes. I kept waiting for the conversation to go back to tattoos so that I could talk about my newest one, but it wasn't happening.
He's so mad.
Finally, I found an opportunity to point out the fact that one of my sister's tattoos is such poor quality, it dyed a part of the skin around it blue. That happens if the artist presses too hard and it's permanent, which means it was a cheap tattoo. Everyone else looked really awkward, but my sister laughed for some reason and said something like, "Yeah, I just have a blue hand now. Oh well." And that really bothered me. I have many tattoos myself, but all of mine are really meaningful, and I take a lot of care to find good artists. She obviously doesn't take them seriously and just gets them on a whim, but since hers are mostly for attention, everyone wants to talk about hers instead. I told her she shouldn't be so casual about having a bad tattoo and that it looks like it was cheap. I told her I'm glad she likes it, but it looks like she's been taking colloidal silver or something. My dad told me to let it go, and my mom kept trying to change the subject. And finally, my sister just said, "My tattoos are personal. It's okay if you don't like them," and ignored me for the rest of the night. My mom thinks I should apologize, and apparently the friends who were there thought I was out of line. Personally, I think I was just pointing out a fact, and I honestly want her to get better tattoos in the future for her own sake. Am I the asshole?
This guy.
That's crazy to write this whole thing out and not realize how jealous.
It's like, hey man, reread that.
His
re-read
ego what you wrote. Is in the driver's seat, pedal to the metal right now. Like, could not, literally, okay, I genuinely feel like there's just already some pent-up anger toward his sister.
Yeah.
Just already, and this is just part of it, because, like, he was mad that she wasn't, he wanted her to feel bad in front of everyone. That's what he wanted, and he got mad that she didn't, and it rolled off of her. Like, bro, what is really the problem here?
And he was also, like, clearly aware of himself, like, wanting attention in a way.
Yeah.
Which, like, is big, but it's like, hey, then kind of like, you know, handle those feelings yourself. He's like, oh, like, clearly she enjoys the attention, but like, nobody was talking to me. Like, I don't know. It's then I want to see his tattoos though.
Yeah, his are probably really
dumb. They're probably dumb. Yeah.
They're probably really
dumb.
The
hand measurements, that's like, I'm sad.
It actually has a function.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Those sound like good tattoos.
I'm trying to think of like handy ones we could get.
Yeah.
Most tattoos that I actually end up complimenting are often ones where people are like, oh yeah, I just freaking got that.
Yeah.
Like there are the ones that people don't really care that much
about. We should get tattoos of like the words you can't say on YouTube or something.
Yeah, or like the rules to Moose Master.
That's really good.
Or something.
Yes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
Or Shane can just get a Reddit tablet. I don't know. Just like, am I the asshole? Yes, no.
I'll tattoo this entire story onto my back.
That's smart.
That'd be really funny.
I think this guy doesn't like that people like his sister. Like that she's being liked.
His sister's probably cool as hell.
She's like, she likes the attention. And I'm trying to get it, like, doesn't acknowledge that he likes the attention too. We're all people. We all like attention.
Yeah.
We're all talking. You were patiently waiting for the conversation to go back to tattoos so that it was your turn. Be an adult. If you want to talk about something, take the initiative. Just talk about it. It doesn't need to be personal.
The verdict, asshole. Comments. I am jealous of my sister. I tried to make her feel bad, but she blew me off because she doesn't value my opinion in the least. I got mad that my plan didn't work, so I doubled down on being a jerk. My parents were so embarrassed about my behavior that they want me to apologize to my sister, who I once again must point out doesn't care what I think. That's what normal people do, right? You're the asshole. Someone else said, your sister's hand is blue and your whole body is green with envy, but at least your tattoos are oh so meaningful. You're the asshole.
Got his ass with that one.
Oh,
that
I was hope he read
pretty
all
sick.
Those.
Lastly,
yeah.
Yup, OP is blue with envy. Someone said, dude just blew up for no reason. OP had a chance to be not the asshole, but he blew it.
He went up to his room and blew himself. With envy. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty solid.
Like, tattoos on the palms of your hands, I feel like, is not, like, a very, like, attention-grabby thing.
I know a lot of, well, a lot of tattoo artists, like, won't do tattoos on your hands because they will, like, you know, it's not really possible to do, like, a high-quality one on the hand yeah. because, like,
the pores you move and the creases, it. Yeah. Yeah, it's like, there's too much going on there.
People just get the mustaches here.
Yeah.
Get the mustache.
Do you guys get a lot of comments on your tattoos? Are they positive, negative, ever?
No, I don't wear short sleeve shirts around a whole lot, but when I do, people are usually. But you know, mine. You know, you start off getting meaningful ones, and then they get dumber and dumber, and then they get more fun.
You have some sick ones, because yeah, don't win Mario Party. You always mention you have the thwomp.
I've been waiting for you guys to bring up my tattoos.
Oh my God. Yeah,
no one's been asking me about my tattoos.
I will say, you have the Squirtle Squad, and that's a sick tattoo.
That's a good one.
That's
a
solid
one. That was a fun
one.
Yeah, that was on a win. Yeah.
Iconic.
And then you've got the Mach 5, which is dope
as
hell.
Yeah, the dudes love it. I will say, if they notice
it, they
go,
the Mach 5?
Shit, that a Mach 5 tattoo? But that's the only one that really gets
they
noticed.
Say it like that, or they say it like, oh,
bro, Xanadu?
Oh, it's not the Mach 5 right there.
Dude, is that Emile Hirsch?
Yeah. I'm going to get a bunch more this month, I think.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Thank you for allowing me the space to talk about my tattoos, and thank you for the attention.
No problem.
You've got it. Uh-huh. Your tattoos are so cool.
All right, next story. Am I the asshole for not knowing what a fire hydrant was and why I wasn't supposed to park there?
No! No!
Anyways, this orphanage burned down, and I was just parked here. I'm 23, and I've been driving since I was 16. I'm a really good driver and only have a few tickets for, like, very minor stuff. I'm a good driver is what I'm trying to say. I was over at my situationship's apartment, and he lives close to downtown. He's had, like, 7 beers, and our DoorDash was taking forever, so he asked if maybe I could go to the restaurant and get it since I'd only had a few glasses of wine.
Oh!
The story's crazy.
All right, so, okay. I said, sure. He said I could take his dad's car since it's automatic. I was, like, there and back in just a few minutes, but there was only one spot on the street, so I parked there. The next morning, his dad's car was, like, just gone. So first we called the police and they were sending someone. Then he did a double take and said, wait, did you park there? And I said, yes. And he said, you parked in front of a fire hydrant? I said, I had no idea what that was. I literally had no idea.
No.
And he said, oh my God, how could you be so stupid? I was really offended and I said, don't yell at me in public like that. And then the police showed up to investigate the car theft. And he had to confess that it was probably towed because of the fire hydrant. The cop did some research and was able to find out what tow place had it. The cop then told me how stupid I was and how I put everyone in the whole block at risk if there had been a fire. It cost a small fortune to get the car out of the tow yard. Plus, there are parking tickets in it, too. My situationship says I should pay for everything, but I don't want to, and he has way more money than me. Am I the asshole? This person's... I don't know.
Fair.
This person's a train wreck.
Don't yell at me.
I might have left out the part about drunk driving.
I'm sorry. Yeah, you're not. I don't know if you're the asshole for parking in front of a fire hydrant. You're an asshole for having a few glasses of wine and then driving.
Yeah.
Yeah. The fire hydrant probably looked like a freaking bush.
I wish they told the cop. They're like, sorry, I didn't know what a fire hydrant was. I was pretty drunk. I was pretty drunk, so I didn't know what that was.
Oh, do not have a few glasses
of wine.
I'm
not stupid. I was drunk.
I have seen the things where, like, I like when the fire department gets petty, and they'll run the fire hose.
I don't
like,
even think that's out of pettiness. I think they literally are just like, oh, we have to break
then,
this.
That's even more awesome.
My dad, yeah.
Call him.
Yeah.
No.
Daddy,
but no,
what was
if you park in front of a fire hydrant and something happens, they will just punch out your windows.
Yeah. Yep. All 2,000 pounds of the car.
Yeah, because they need to be as close to it as possible. That the hose is only so long, and
otherwise you get flying around like little rascals.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Obvious verdict, asshole. Comments here. You're the asshole. It's common sense. You could have killed someone if there was a fire. How do you not know what a fire hydrant is? Pay for everything. Yeah. It's 100% your fault. OP responded. I mean, I've seen them before, but I thought they were, like, from 100 years ago and not used anymore.
Okay.
Someone said, so you thought they were, like, historical statues? And OP said, no, just like other things like telephone poles that aren't used anymore.
Oh.
Because everyone has iPhones, but they haven't taken them down yet.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry.
Take it back. This person's hilarious.
I think this person rocks.
Yeah.
This person kicks a lot of ass in some way that I cannot explain.
They kick their own ass.
This person kicks ass in the way that I never want to be like in the same town as them.
And this person shouldn't be allowed to drive.
No, they shouldn't be able to drive. But they are funny. They are funny. You're the asshole twice. Once for what was likely impaired driving, and once for not knowing what a fire hydrant is. This can't be real. And yes, potentially putting other people at risk. You're not just an asshole. You're a self-absorbed asshole. If this is real, God, I hope not, then you need to grow up. Pay the fine slash fees. That is probably the most minor consequence for what could have happened due to your negligence. Look, it could be fake, but there are people like this.
I believe it.
I fully believe this because, like, and it makes it, you know what it highlights for me is, like, we're going, oh, you're so stupid for doing this and not knowing, for parking there and not knowing what fire hydrant is. But I'm like, the stupidest thing is to have a few drinks and drive.
Yeah.
Like, that is really stupid to justify that in your head. It's
worse. It didn't add anything to the story other than like even making it worse for you.
But that's how people view it.
Yeah.
They really don't view it as being bad.
I think she had to include that because her partner was like, I had too much to drink. The smarter thing is for you to drive and drink. And so like that's how she got put into the situation. But bro, but that's like one of the things on your permit test, maybe depending on what state they're in, but it's like one of the bare basic fundamental things about driving and parking is stay away from the fire hydrant.
They didn't see Do the Right Thing, Brennan? So be like, nice reference, Spencer.
Six.
No.
That's awesome, man.
But I think she needs to pay the fines and things because that wouldn't have happened.
No, but I don't think logic works for this person.
No, that's fair.
No, because the thing that they got upset about was being yelled at. And then the cops showed up and then proceeded to yell at her.
He's like, you're stupid. She's like, don't say that. And then the cop shows up and he's like, you're stupid.
Is it a guy or a girl?
I don't know. They don't say.
Oh.
But they're dumb.
Yeah.
They dumb.
Here we go. Next story. Trigger warning here, parental loss. So if that is something you do not want to hear about, you can skip ahead to the next story. Am I the asshole for accidentally losing my mother-in-law's ashes?
Oh, no. In-law.
Was she chill?
Not the in-law. Was she chill? No, she was burned.
This is a 26-year-old man. I and my wife, who's 25, have been married for 4 years and together for 6.
Bro.
We met in college and shortly...
Sorry, they got married real young.
Yeah.
How old were they?
20. He was 22, she was 21.
Oh.
And they've been together for years before that. We met in college and shortly after we graduated, I proposed. We've never fought and have always stayed loyal and faithful. When she was 16, her mother died in a fatal accident. I won't go into detail, but after a fight between her mother and her father, her mom stormed out and was hit while crossing the street by a drunk driver.
Aww.
I've always understood how devastating her mother's loss has been and always was there for her on her mother's passing anniversary and Mother's Day. Lately, we've been thinking about having kids, so we moved from our small apartment in New York to a nice home in New Jersey. The move was stressful for both of us, and we wanted to make sure we didn't forget anything. Once we finished packing, she asked me to do one last scan through her apartment and to grab her mother's ashes, which were in a vase. She was going to drive to the house with all our stuff, and I'd carefully bring the vase to make sure it wasn't damaged in all the other boxes. I said goodbye to the house and put the vase in my front seat and started driving. I was driving to the house when some jerk cut me off, making me slam the brakes. The vase had a ceramic lid and was suctioned on loosely. When I slammed the brakes, the vase tumbled from the front seat and the lid came off. I pulled to the side of the road to try and scoop it back in, but it was no use. I ended up pulling up to a car wash where you could vacuum and clean your car.
You're a criminal.
I vacuumed up any trace of the ashes and made my car look good as new. For the new ashes, I went to pick up dirt and sand off the side of the road and had filled up the vase halfway. Everything worked out great. I made it to the house. I used the excuse that there was heavy traffic on the highway, and that's why I was late. Everything was all good until she lifted the vase. She said it felt heavier than before. I told her maybe she just thought it was lighter, but when she opened the vase, she noticed a slight difference in the color. Instead of a light gray, it was tan and brown with little pebbles.
Am I the pebble?
Am I the pebble? We were making that joke before we started.
Am I the pebble?
And she's like, what are those? She's like, those must have been inside of her.
Dude, those are bones.
Those are bones, dude. Wow, your mom had round bones.
Dude, Emily, I'm sorry. You picked the wrong people to...
Emily, like, really made sure that we were okay with this, and now here we are. She immediately asked what happened. I told her the story, and she was fuming.
Dude, he caved so fast.
She couldn't believe I sucked her mom up into a vacuum and replaced her with dirt.
You sucked my mom up?
You sucked my mom?
Stop.
She couldn't believe I sucked her mom up into a vacuum and replaced her with dirt. She threatened to kick me out, saying if I didn't leave, she would. She just left to go for a walk, and I think she blew things out of proportion. I kept calling her, and when she finally answered, I told her she acted like I killed her.
Oh!
She hung up, and I haven't heard or seen from her in 2 hours. Am I the asshole, or is she just taking this way too far? Okay, number one, I've started to come to the opinion that if people are posting a Reddit story mere hours after a fight, I think you're an asshole. I think you're an asshole even if you're in the right in the fight to just immediately go to Reddit.
I think there's something deeply wrong with you.
That's weird. Comments here. Let me think really hard for a moment. Yes, you're the asshole. Someone said, you're the asshole. You admit you didn't secure the urn properly, tried to hide the evidence, and yet you still think she's the issue? Assuming this is a real post, I suspect you'll be heading for divorce court soon. You seriously can't be dense enough to wonder why she's mad at you. OP responded, she never told me to secure the urn, and I didn't want to do anything to mess with it or the ashes. But when it fell, I felt I had to do something to get my sled out of the trouble. Okay, that's weaponized incompetence there. She didn't tell me to secure
the
urn.
Yeah, that's so
it's like,
messed up.
What?
I'm imagining he sees all the ashes there, and he pulls over. He's like, oh, what do I do? Then he looks over, and he sees, like, a copy of Luigi's Mansion.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, and he gets the vacuum, and like,
oh, my God.
All he had to do is as soon as it happens, he needs to call her and be like, I am so sorry. I just had to slam my brakes because someone cut me off, and the ashes are now on the seat of my car. Let's figure out how to get them. They're there. The ashes are in your car. Yes, they're spilled out. There's got to be a better way to go about this. But you vacuumed it up, which is getting rid of it.
Yeah, I think what I've seen people do, and it's obviously not like a foolproof thing, but it's like you buy a new little handy vac, a new one.
Yeah.
And then you get as much of the remains as you can. Obviously, it's not going to be 100%
of the
remains.
And then you empty that into the vase, yeah.
Back. But the fact that he immediately, it was like he's done this before. Like, he so quickly was like, I went to clean my car out, and I grabbed some debris from the side of the road. Like, zero remorse.
He dug his own grave.
He dug his own grave.
He, in that situation, he cared more about his car, because he's even like, yeah, my car was good as new.
Yeah, my car was.
My car was good as new.
My car looked awesome.
But this person, nah.
This is like Meet the Parents on several levels.
Yes.
Because they break the urn, but also when the cat runs away and he brings back the other cat.
Yeah.
They couldn't tape it down.
This was some Ben Stiller shenanigans.
They could have literally taped it down. One piece of tape. A little tape down tape.
Hi, it's Stephen Colbert, and I'm here to tell you about The Late Show Pod Show, which is the podcast of The Late Show with me, Stephen Colbert, and I'm here with my producer of the podcast, Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hi, Stephen.
So what do people get when they listen to The Late Show Pod Show? Let's sell this thing.
The extended moments, for sure, because we run out of time for broadcast, but we have plenty of time on the podcast.
It's kind of like being a live audience member of the show because you get things that no one else hears. Listen to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the sound of your engine getting clean. Because BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate clean deep in your engine as you drive, helping your car run better to take you farther. Fuel a cleaner engine with BP and Amoco gasolines with Invigorate at a station near you.
optimizes your engine's performance from the harmful effects of deposits caused by minimum detergent fuels, requires continuous use, results depend on what you drive and how you drive, comparison made for fuels with the same ethanol content.
Tape.
I didn't know people actually kept ashes in like open urns. Or
it's
vase.
Not open. It's an urn.
Oh, I guess it, so. And the whole thing shattered.
I think the lid
came off. It fell and the lid fell off. So I'm like, there's still stuff there. One last comment. Lol, absolutely no way is this real. Vacuuming up her dead mother's remains. I'm not sure you get to see heaven after that. OP responded, I was extremely nervous and stressed. It was the first thing I could think of. Now that I'm thinking about it, it wasn't the smartest thing I could do. Thanks for the feedback. 139 downvotes. Yeah, dude, come on.
Buddy. And then what really sucks is that stuff happened. Sucks is the vacuum. After it happened, his reaction to her feelings.
Oh,
my
God.
She had every right to have an absolute tantrum. She could have freaking busted a window. But him being like, you're acting like I killed her. Like, just say you're fucking sorry. Say you're so fucking sorry.
The beginning of it to me is just like, when you, to understand the weight of something to someone, like, that is, if a stranger came up to me and was like, hey, these are some ashes, I need you to transport them. I wouldn't just like, plop it in a seat and buckle it up. Like, I would probably put that in a box and seal that. So I'm like, I need to know nothing can happen to this shit, because like, that's so much responsibility.
He treated it like it was. Or just ask them, like, hey, how do you think I should transport this, maybe?
Communicate it. You didn't tell me to secure it.
Yeah, no, that's...
Oh, you didn't tell me you didn't want me to vacuum it up.
That totally is weaponized incompetence by making it her responsibility when him, an adult, who was given one job.
And then adding the dirt. Is crazy.
Yeah, that's some
dirt with pebbles in it.
That's some Mr. Bean shit.
It really was a Mr. Bean level of like stupid.
this feels heavier. No, I don't think so.
I don't think so. Oh, what's worse, adding the dirt or showing up with the urn half full? Adding the dirt is so much
adding
worse.
Adding the dirt. That is
adding a lie, and it's so disrespectful because that's in its own little way. You're equating your mother-in-law's ashes to dirt, to just dirt.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, well, it's kind of the same.
Kind of.
When it comes to, like, human remains, there is, like, a very intensely special level of respect that you pay to that. And I'm sure that the reaction would have been, oh, there still would have been some pain from his girlfriend, but, like, or from his wife. But to add dirt into it, like, at least she could have still just had her mom still.
Yeah.
Not as much.
I'm an urn half full kind of guy.
Wow. I think it was a nail in the coffin for how he reacted and made it her fault somehow. When that was one, you had one job. If I was ever asked to do something like that, I would freaking 10 pieces of tape, trash bag wrapped around, taped around the trash bag.
I would walk it.
Put stuffed animals around it.
This is an Am I the X situation.
Yeah.
This person is broken up with and he doesn't realize it. Next story. This comes from off my chest. Mm. I'm faking my paternity leave.
Huh?
Okay, let's...
No.
Let's hear him out.
Let's hear him out.
I work for a pretty large company with a 2-month paternity leave deal written in my contract. 8 months ago, I told my employee my fiance was pregnant. We never really talk about our personal lives, but he was happy and cheerful for me. I found some random high school acquaintance on Instagram that was recently pregnant and showed my employers the images of her baby bump for the next few months and really sold the idea that I'm about to be a father and have a fiance at home. I haven't had a girlfriend in years and the whole thing is a complete lie. I don't think there's any way for the company to verify any of it, but I'm getting kind of nervous. I have my leave scheduled for mid-December. I hate my job and I'm not afraid to be fired if this whole thing blows over. I'm just amazed I took things this far, and I'm at a point where I don't think I can take it back.
What in the world?
Damn, that's a crazy situation.
I'm honestly at a loss.
Paternity leave as a treat?
Yeah, I mean, he just told a complete lie.
Yeah, to me, it's the follow through. That's crazy. He built a hole. He didn't like say something and was like, ah, shit. Like, hope no one remembers. He's like building a.
He's got
the reverse
lore.
Catfish.
Yeah, he's spinning a web.
He's convinced everyone that he has a girlfriend.
Yeah,
people are gonna want photos. People are gonna ask how it's going. Ooh. They're gonna ask how his partner is for the rest of his life.
What if somebody if he goes like to looks job? Her up and contacts her? Just sounds like he has no friends.
No, this
nobody's
checking. This person sounds deeply sad.
Yeah.
Because, like, if no one at his work, like, knows, like, hey, like, you have a girlfriend? It's like, oh, no, yeah, definitely. Like,
this is a lie he's going to stumble on. Someone is going to ask him the wrong question. Yeah. He's not going to know how to answer it.
Yep.
Comments. As someone who works in HR, employee relations, this happens frequently enough, and unless you have a new job lined up, I'd give this some thought. This is fraud, and you will most likely get fired for it, which you said you don't care about. But you most likely won't get unemployment because of it, so you'll be out of income. And depending on the industry, you'll have a problem getting a new job, as it could follow you if the industry is small and people talk. But you do you. If you think this is worth the risk, then nobody can stop you. Someone said, this happens frequently? They responded, sadly, yes. We have 2 weeks of paternity leave. This guy put in a request for 2 weeks. We kept telling him we needed the birth certificate, and he kept putting it off. Ooh. So the dummy instead goes on a two-week trip to hike in Yosemite, but decides to post all kinds of shit on Facebook, forgetting that he friended his boss.
Oh.
Turns out, not only was there no baby, but he got a divorce like 6 months before, and they didn't have kids. This is just the best one. Most of the other ones I've had, about six, but I have friends in HR at other companies,
wow.
And they have all had it. Aren't so salacious. I had one person lie about needing FMLA because his wife had cancer. Nope. It turned out he was hired as a law enforcement expert consultant for a movie. Lying about needing to care for a sick family member is pretty despicable, but FMLA is unpaid, so at least he wasn't stealing money. Lastly, someone said, start updating that resume and looking for job offers, buddy.
Yeah, that's tough because...
the resume, loving father.
He's wanting to take advantage of this two-month thing, which that job is doing great things for paternity and maternity leave. If you get a couple months off, that's awesome. But, like, when someone does that, it totally, like, I feel like it diminishes and takes the wind out of people who are literally actually giving birth, having a child... And that time is there for a reason because those people need that time. So it is pretty despicable.
This is crazy to me because as tough as a job can be, it just sounds so much more exhausting to like keep up a lie of this level. That's mental exhaustion that I wouldn't be able to handle.
And imagine being the girl that her photo is being used.
Like, did he ask her?
No.
Oh, definitely not.
Yeah, no, that's...
This guy doesn't talk to anyone.
And can you imagine asking that? Like, hey, can I use photos of your... Of you and your pregnant bump?
From my company?
To get paternity leave and say that it's my baby?
Do you guys think you could do this?
No.
No way.
I hate lying.
And it's it's stealing from the company. It's fraud. It's it's really like, I'm like, no way.
Oh, I mean like on a performance level.
Oh, like could I sell it?
Like could you sell the lie?
No, my moral compass is way too intense. Like my Jiminy Cricket would be screaming in my head.
I would just not pull it off.
I think I could keep that lie up.
I think you can because you kind of keep to yourself a little bit in a way. And
I would feel terrible. No, I'm saying like the lying.
Without the stealing
I'm
part.
Saying like lying
oh,
about
I think
like,
I could do crime.
No, I'm saying like, do you think you could like be like, oh, like, you know, I'm having a baby in a couple months.
The problem is at Smosh, we don't have many, there's not many babies.
Yeah.
Like Brittany had a baby and I wasn't certain, but then she brought the baby on Try Not to Laugh. And then it was
you're
like, okay.
There it is.
And I think that's the only baby.
Yeah, I'm saying like a new job, you don't talk to anyone. Like,
clearly this guy talks to no one.
Because clearly this guy, like, do you think you could be like, oh yeah, this is my wife at home, like blah blah blah. I think you'd really have to cook. I think.
Like, it'd be a full-time job to lie.
It would be a full-time job. Like, I think that is like ultimately.
He thought it would be easy. Like, what? He didn't really think very far ahead.
We've read a lot of stories where people are screwing over like their jobs. Like, and if they're working at like a big corporation, a part of me is kind of like, nah, whatever. Big corporations are screwing over everyone. But what me that makes him an asshole is like the using a photo of someone and like, I'm like, and it's also, it's almost less of like, I think you're an asshole, more I'm like, I think you're weird. And I think this
agree.
Is weird
yeah.
shit, man.
Yeah.
I think he's both.
That's a red flag on obviously many levels, but like when you're like, oh, that's really just bad judgment.
You know, paternity leave is something that we don't get much of here in the States.
No.
It is something people are really fighting hard for more of. And so when people take advantage of it, when they lie like this, they end up screwing over the people who
exactly.
truly need it and want it. It should be
gross.
Used when it's needed. Because I feel like, people are going to use this as like a evidence of why we shouldn't have it. It's like, people are just going to take advantage of it.
Exactly.
It's like a funny headline where it's like, oh, yeah, like I like took a vintage, but it's like the reality was like, no, that's gross.
Yeah. And I feel like you're very likely to get caught. I mean, these HR people are saying they've caught people doing it. And then you are committing a crime.
Is there an update?
No.
Dang.
This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Whether your resolution is to save money, eat better, or stress less, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit, is here to help. They are pre-portioned, they are delicious, and they are sent right to your door, ready to cook. Super easy, and they taste great. So you will stress less, you'll feel better, you're going to be eating healthier. Also, they come in tons of options, healthy options like the calorie smart options, the protein smart options every week, ton to choose from. Highly recommend it. You know, I got sent a box here at the Smosh office and cooked it up in our kitchen. It was fantastic. I got it done in no time, and there was hardly any cleanup. Nobody knew I was there. I was like a ninja cooking in our kitchen, and it was so good. People were jealous. They're like, where'd you get that? I'm like, I made it myself. And they're like, no way. And I'm like, yeah, HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/PitReditFree and use code PitReditFree for free breakfast for life. One breakfast item per box while subscription is active. That's free breakfast for life at HelloFresh.com/PitReditFree with code PitReditFree. Back to the show. Next story.
Okay.
This comes from relationship advice. This is a 22-year-old woman. My partner, who's 23, a 23-year-old man, keeps complaining about losing half of my eggs when I'm 30. This is my very first relationship. We have been together for 5 years now. He said he never wanted to get married or anything until he met me. Recently, he's been complaining about my age, which is 22.
Get out there.
He says he wants to start having children when he is 30, but since we're so close in age, half of my eggs will be gone by then, and he's worried about me being infertile or having trouble having children. I have never had any symptoms or problems in that area, so I'm not sure why. He says he wants his wife to be at age 25 by the time he turns 33. This isn't the first time he's talked about this. We had a convo about this topic, and he said that if I wasn't able to have kids, then one option was for him to have kids with another woman and then basically take the kids from her so that we can raise the kids together. He doesn't want to adopt because it's too much money and other options are too much money. But the thing is, I'm perfectly fine and 99% sure I'll be able to have children. I don't know if there's another woman or if he just doesn't want me anymore. Ooh. I never feel good enough for him. How do I deal with this? That's kind of insane. Huh? That's kind of insane for him to just be like, you know, I'm thinking about being a pedophile soon.
Stop!
And I'm trying to work on that. And I think that I need to do that at some point.
I think I have a solve for this.
Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Is there such a thing as a traveler? Not a Delta. Because we know on one flight, Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. While on the flight after, 8C is occupied by Jen, whose favorite snack is tea. That's why we provide fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi available for SkyMiles members. Because at Delta, we know.
Refill?
Everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing. Free Wi-Fi available on most domestic flights. Terms of use apply.
I think she kills him.
To be real, I think this man forgot that time exists. I think he didn't think this through.
Bro, her eggs. She should be like, I have twice as many eggs as normal.
Actually, I just got back to the doctors. He said,
I have too many eggs.
I have so many fucking eggs.
I have two dozen eggs.
Yeah.
And that by the time I'm 30, I'll have the
That's
most
too expensive.
Eggs. He said the doctor says at 30 that I'll have the perfect amount of eggs.
She should be like, I'm worried that your sperm, you'll have half the sperm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They'll forget how to swim.
Yeah.
Soon. She should absolutely not have children with this guy.
No, I mean that's the real answer.
She should get out of this relationship.
This person is being real weird,
and
raises a good question of, is there another woman? because suddenly he's concerned about her age. Okay, yeah, let me just fix that real
quick. Y'all never heard of a five-year plan?
So, I like I said, I want to point out, because if he's like, yeah, I want someone who's at least 8 years, he wants someone who's 8 years younger than him. He's 23 now. So,
15.
At 23, he's talking about 15-year-olds.
Elvis behavior.
Elvis behavior.
He's complaining about her age, but like making it her problem as if, like
she can do something about it. Like
yeah, and so he's saying, and it's so weird how it's worded too, where it's like we can get a baby from someone else and take the baby from them.
He's like, I got an idea. Like, we just
so
a surrogate,
it a surrogate.
No, that's too expensive.
I'm pretty sure this guy sounds like Dennis from
yeah,
It's
Always Sunny.
Like fully,
but not
fully
funny.
Evil. Yeah, just evil and stupid.
And it's so annoying too. He's like completely eliminating himself from this equation, making it all her problem.
Oh,
where
totally.
It's like, dude, you're growing too. You're sitting on your little balls gaming all day. They're probably not going to be pristine when you're 30. Sorry, that was weird.
My balls are only getting stronger, dude. That's
yeah.
It, from his perspective. What if that was my lie? I've actually had two balls this whole time.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that was my big
awesome.
Smosh lie.
I'm not a fan of this argument either, this issue that he's raising, because there's no like action item. It's like, okay, so
just,
what are we going to do?
He's,
you're saying either surrogate or what?
He's like, literally telling her, I don't want to have kids with you, is basically what he's saying. He's a weirdo, though. I mean, the whole, if someone said like, yeah, when I'm 33, I want to be with a 25-year-old, I'd be like, I am never talking to you
again.
That is the craziest shit.
Yeah.
To have like, because it sounds like he almost has like goals, which is like.
He has pedophile goals.
Yeah.
That is what that is. Like,
yeah, there's something, I don't know, and this is just me, but like, you know, having your life planned out like that, maybe, I guess for some people it does work like that, but for me it's like, I want to like be like these milestones, that feels so arbitrary. But like, I don't know, that's just me.
He's just weird. It's just a weird, it's weird to have it like an age that is specific for you.
And
that
this is,
makes it so weird.
And this is her first relationship, and I hope she can have many
get
fruitful.
Out of it.
Yeah, she's only 22. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Comments here. Well, do you want to date an idiot? Because that's not how fertility works, and he seems incapable of learning. He's telling you to your face he plans to leave you for a younger person. I would deal with it by breaking up. OP responded, honestly, I don't have much knowledge on how fertility and all that work. I know just the basics, I'm assuming she meant. Although when he says things like this, I know it's BS. I have an older sister who just turned 30 and birthed a healthy baby boy, so I don't know what he's on about. Someone else said, male fertility also goes down with age. He's just a misogynist, and you should move on from him. A true partner will make you feel good, happy, and loved. That's not this man. OP said, I told him male fertility goes down at the same age, but his reply to that was, it goes down from a trillion to a billion. When you're 30, you have like 8 eggs.
Can we get a fact?
Is this man reading?
Can we get a fact check on that?
Where is he?
That is, I can guarantee you women have more than 8 eggs.
This
at
guy
30.
Didn't even look at a computer screen. He just sat in a chair and got an idea.
I'm only gonna have like 8 eggs.
This is just the failure of sex ed, but I'd ask him flat out, so your ideal partner is currently 15 years old, and then break up with him regardless of whatever answer he stammers out. OP said yes, because when he said that, I was speechless because he once told me that I was ugly and unattractive at 17 because I was too young and he didn't like it, but now he wants a wife 8 years younger than him. I don't know. This is one of those Reddit stories where I'm like, okay, hold on. You're like asking for advice and you're, everything you're talking about is just, this partner is horrible.
Why do we give these men the time?
Yeah.
Why? Because he's having half math happen in his head, and he's trying to make it her problem, and she's actually trying to figure it out. Walk away.
I know. A last comment here. Someone said, I dislike your boyfriend intensely.
Yeah. Vibes. Yeah.
Crazy. Vibes. I don't know what happened with them, but we're about to find out because we have an update. 3 days later. Hi, everyone. I was finally able to talk to him about everything. It was one of the hardest conversations I think I've ever had to do, but at first I did as much research as I could and what I didn't know about female fertility and started the discussion with that. He said he understands, and if I won't have trouble getting pregnant or having children at 30, then we should be fine. I made sure to tell him that his comment about wanting a girl 8 years younger than him scared me and made me feel that he would leave me as soon as I get too old. He explained that I misunderstood and he didn't want a younger woman and he knows I can't be 25 when he's 33, but it would be ideal for him because of how he thought female fertility worked and he doesn't want pregnancy or birth to be hard on me since I'm older.
Even though
we talked about everything, I still don't feel satisfied with the outcome. I continued to explain to him how hurt I was, not just about this situation, but everything else he has done that hurt me. Surprisingly, it didn't turn into a fight, and he tried comforting me and apologizing and promising he wouldn't do any of those things again, and he didn't want to hurt me. I didn't really know what to say, but I did my best to be honest with him and told him that I just couldn't do it anymore and that I don't trust him not to hurt me or keep his promises. I also said that I deserve to be loved and cherished, and I've only been begging for him for I don't know how long, and I'm just so mentally, emotionally, and even physically exhausted. He didn't really say anything, and I can't really remember how the convo ended. I have the worst memory, and I'm just so overwhelmed with all my emotions and stress, so please bear with me. And if you leave a comment, please try and be nice. I would really appreciate it. Aww. I haven't talked to him since, and he hasn't tried to contact me or come see me. We don't live together. After that happened, I went and talked to my mom and told her everything that happened, and she's been so supportive and comforting and just here for me since last night. I don't want to be unhappy and miserable. I want to be loved and cherished and cared for, etc. So I just really hope that maybe there is someone that will be good for me. But honestly, I can't even think about another relationship. I want to thank every single person for your advice and giving it to me straightforward. And also for the sweet and supporting messages I will be forever grateful for. This is the only update.
Wow.
Well, she did the right thing.
I'm so proud of her. Yeah. I am so proud of her that she held her ground and still wasn't satisfied with his answer because it sounded weird. He really didn't think this through before bringing the issue to her, and he made a big mistake.
Yeah.
And I'm glad they haven't spoken. I think that it should be left at that. Sounds like they broke up. It sounds like they broke up, and I think she should let it ride because she is so young, and if you can comprehend the idea of someone loving and cherishing you, then that exists tenfold.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And I'm so glad that she had someone to support her and make her feel more grounded in her decision than her to potentially feel insecure and want to go back. Because, like, that can happen when you're really young.
It's just insane that he was telling her this plan. Like, he determined something so insane like this mm-hmm. without even doing a second of research himself.
Or critical thinking of, like... Yeah. Him still almost doubling down of like, yeah, I know you can't be 25 when I'm 33, but it would be pretty cool. It's like, what do you want? Like, yeah. What do you want, dude?
No, I think this showed a lot of stuff beneath that she does not want to find out more about. And
no.
She should just get out of there.
And it totally, a lot of it is misogynistic and him making it her problem and her responsibility and making her feel bad for her age, something she cannot control.
Right.
And she made the right decision, 100%.
I hope he never finds someone.
I hope reads one
forever.
Book.
Yeah, reading a book could help.
Reading a book could be nice.
Dare I say any book?
Any book, yeah. Goodnight Moon?
There's some books that he probably shouldn't read.
Fair.
You're right.
Comments here. I'm proud of you, OP, and I'm sorry as well. It's hard to go through breakups, but with time, this too shall pass. OP responded, I'm just impatiently waiting for the time to pass and trying to distract myself with everything possible. Thank you so much for being so kind. Someone else said, I know you're hurting right now, but you're going to look back on this later as one of the best decisions you ever made. This man sees women as incubators, not people. You deserve someone that loves you with their whole heart and sees you as a human being. That's the bare minimum. I remember reading your last post and being very, very worried for you. I'm so relieved you have chosen to exit this toxic and unhealthy relationship. I've been in your position, and you're probably second-guessing yourself and thinking about his good qualities. Let me tell you something. Even the worst person on the planet has some good qualities. That's not a reason to overlook bad behavior and misogyny. You did the right thing by breaking up, and do not let this man back into your life. You will never be happy, and he'll always treat you like an object. I'm so proud of you for leaving. Lean on your loved ones and focus on healing. You've got this.
Yeah.
OP responded, you're right, I have been second-guessing myself, but then I just make sure I remember all the horrible, horrible things, and it erases all of my second-guessing. I still wish I could find someone that will love and cherish me for who I am, but at the same time, I don't want anyone. I'd rather be myself, because this was really just traumatizing. Thank you so much for your kindness and advice and support. I appreciate it all.
Yeah, one thing I will say is, like, we only got a tiny sliver of what this relationship dynamic was, But even in the little information she shared, she said, oh, yeah, he called me unattractive when I was a certain
fucking
age.
Insane.
The gall to say that to someone that you're supposed to love and respect.
The gall to saying that to literally anybody.
Yeah.
It's super weird. It's a very strange thing. It's horrible to say to anyone. It's a very strange thing to say to your partner. Because saying that you're unattractive, it's like, what? Like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I think people get it mixed up sometimes when they're in a relationship where it's like your relationship at its best can be a safe space where you guys can be unapologetically yourselves and really say anything to each other. And I think the saying anything to each other, people get confused. Like this guy of like, I'm just going to say whatever I want. And like, I should be able to say whatever I want because you're my partner and you tolerate me.
Right.
That's not the case. And you should still completely respect that person.
No, he's super manipulative and shitty. And
it's crazy he didn't see this on Reddit. It sounds like he's on Reddit.
he does
sound like he's on Reddit.
Yeah.
I think he saw one of those tweets where it's like, did you know maybe women have 8 eggs?
Maybe.
And he was like, oh no.
You're going to have like 8 eggs.
Oh no, it is time to manipulate my partner.
All right. Next story. Am I the asshole for telling my wife she's not famous? My wife, Meg Ryan, is...
My wife, Zoe Saldana.
Dennis Quaid?
My wife. Yeah. Well, this was written by Dennis Quaid.
Let's go.
I'm a 37-year-old man, and my wife, Jane, who's 28, we've been together for 5 years and married for 2. Our relationship was always good, but it's taken a downturn recently. When we got together, we had the same job, made similar amounts of money, and attended a lot of social events, both separately and together. A year ago, Jane won a life-changing amount of money, in the millions, and quit her job to set up some charities that help our local community. She's always been active in our community. She donates books to the library, volunteers for book groups, goes to community council, etc. But ever since setting up her charities, she spends a lot of time away from home and at events. She always invites me, but I rarely go as they're long and boring, and frankly, the amount of them she goes to is exhausting. She's now so well known in the community, we can't go out without someone talking to her on the street or recognizing her. I feel like I'm in a relationship with her voicemail sometimes. I decided to confront her about it, and we had a massive argument, during which she said she enjoys talking to people in our community and hearing how she helped them. I told her she's selfish, and throwing money at a small-ass town doesn't make her famous. She said she wasn't trying to be, and that I know how much the community and helping people means to her and why, that I had gone too far. She's now staying with her aunt and won't talk to me.
I wonder why.
Sounds pretty famous to me, bro.
Yeah.
Dude.
I mean, up until then, there's some things that are said in this of like, oh, I feel like I'm in a relationship with her voicemail and all these things, and she's going to so many of these, it's exhausting. And I'm like, okay, I think those are okay. Those are fair
things
to be upset
about.
Those
are things you should be able to talk to your wife about.
But what you do is you talk to her and you go, hey, like, this relationship is tough for me. And the way, the dynamic right now, it feels like you are far more concerned with this aspect of your life than our relationship. What is your priority? And like, we should figure that out. And that's an honest conversation you have, but he went a really petty route with it. And he's not being honest with her about how he's feeling. And
no, he seemed rude about it.
No, it seems like he wants her to be smaller.
Yeah.
I mean, cause like I tend to like read into the little things when it comes to these stories a lot, but like him starting the story off with his comfort level, which was them being at the same type of job, same type of income, same thing, like, and now she's blown up and she's doing all these things. And it doesn't, you know, maybe if they're not spending as much time together as they used to, or there were things that were directly affecting their relationship, some of that would make sense. But it just sounds like he's annoyed at her success.
Yeah.
And she's going to events and he says that they're exhausting. She has her own life and he's threatened by that.
Yeah.
And declaring her not famous, and she was like, I wasn't trying to be. He wanted to hurt her feelings. And like, it's okay. It's like just, I'm reading a lot into that first setup of everything was fine when we were technically equals, and now that she's bigger than me, I'm intimidated by her.
Yeah, because he's not explicitly, because what I was trying to, I think what I almost inferred at parts, but I don't think it's the case, is I was like, oh, do you just want to spend more time with her?
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's not the entire thing I'm getting from this. Right. Like, he seems to just be complaining about her in general.
Right.
She's, yeah, going back, just always pointing these things out. You know, he's 37, she's 28. I am saying with these Reddit stories, there's just typically a trend of like when a person's a lot older than the other person, there just always does seem to be like a controlling element. And he seems mm-hmm. to be upset that he's not like that she is now so much out of his control and he can't control her life.
It sounds like he's got the perfect life.
Because I mean he could
he's got a rich ass wife.
I think it is weird. It tends to be like obviously those ages are very different and they are at different points in their lives. So it's like, yeah, you're 37. Of course, these parties are exhausting to you. You're
like, that's a good point.
You're at a different stage. But when, and it's like, it just unfortunately serves that dynamic of he's dating someone so much younger than him. He had an idea of who she was. Mm. And now that she's not serving that picture, similar to the previous story where it's like, you're not part of the picture that I want. And since she has her own life that goes beyond him, he's intimidated by that.
And I will also, they've been together for 5 years. So she was 23 and he was 32. My personal thought, I'm 32. I couldn't. That would be so weird.
That's a big jump.
That's so weird.
I feel like if you're willing to marry someone at that age, first of all, don't. But like, you know, some people prefer to get married at earlier ages, but just be prepared for life changes and people to be growing in those times.
23 to, my life, 23 to 32, I mean, that
is a lot of living between
so much shit. And like, I know 23-year-olds and I'm like, they're cool. Like, I have tons of friends who are 23.
23-year-olds are cool? Like,
Alderaan?
But like, as far as a relationship goes on that level, I'm like, dude, there is so much that there is like,
I mean, there is a lot to the, like, I think, this might be a little, like, but, like, almost, like, I kind of understand his feelings. Like, you know, it's like, you know, my wife's, like, our relationship has changed, which is hard, you know, if you've gone through that, you know, when the dynamics change. But, like, the way he's gone about it is, like, all wrong. Like, it comes from, it seems like a very, because, like, you should be, there should be like some selfishness, like a lot in a relationship. Like you should be able to like ask your partner, like, hey, like I want to see more of you. Like I want to see like that's a normal rational ask. But it's,
and if he'd gone to her and said, hey, I want to spend more time with
it
you.
It sounds like he went about this in the complete wrong, and it sounds like you know he's just a little bitter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it is also okay to go to your partner and go, hey, like you have a lot of power now, and like you are this hugely influential person in this town. And I sometimes feel like you don't need me. Feel like I'm not good enough.
Him telling her that she's not famous is crazy. That's just an odd thing to say.
Yeah. Like, doesn't even. When we read that title, I thought she was like doing a lot of social media stuff and wanting to be famous. And I was like, and then it's different.
It sometimes happens where some people, when like their peers start doing really great things or succeeding, like his wife is literally donating like so much money to charity and is being celebrated for that. Reasonably so, and his inner demons are crawling out and clearly like making her the enemy in this situation.
Some comments here. You're the asshole. Easy case. Your title is wrong though. It should be, am I the asshole for being insecure over my rich wife helping her community? OP responded, I'm not insecure. I'm upset. 379 downvotes.
Yeah.
Someone responded to that. Yup, upset that your wife is doing better than you. OP responded, no. No. Upset that she's never home and we barely spend time together. 315 downvotes. Mm. So go with her to the events. OP, I do go to some, but they are very, very boring and not really my thing. 137 downvotes. Just does not get it.
Grow up.
You're the asshole. You are misplacing your frustration. The problem is not with what she does, rather than she being far less available and present in your marriage. Instead of attacking the values of what she does, start communicating how deserted you feel in your marriage to her and try to see whether there is an iota of shared values and interests left that can keep your marriage together. And don't question the value of what she does. The town may be small, yet she tries to help with her own money. This line of reasoning, undermining and ridiculing what she does, will not do you any favors if you truly want her. Mm-hmm. Opie responded, thank you for your advice. 105 downvotes. I love that the chat just
no,
hates
there yeah. Yeah, there's a certain point where it just becomes a yeah.
You're not gonna win. And he doesn't deserve a win.
frankly.
He sucks really bad. I hope she leaves him.
I hope he takes a long, hard look in the mirror.
I don't think he's going to.
Yeah.
Not based on
might be afraid of what
not based on those yeah. responses. Just no.
No, no was, I'm not.
It's that drill tweet where it's like, don't put in the news. I'm not owned. Don't put
it in the I'm not owned. Okay, here we go. Our last story. My future sister-in-law is legitimately stupid, and I do not want my brother to marry her.
Okay.
How stupid.
This came from off my chest.
Okay.
Okay. And ended up on Am I the Devil? All of these ended up on Am I the Devil? My future sister-in-law is legitimately stupid, and I do not want my brother to marry her. My future sister-in-law, who's 25, is breathtakingly stupid, and I cannot stand her, and I do not want her to be the mother of my future nieces and nephews. Our father lost his left leg below the knee in an accident before my brother and I were born, and when she first came over to our house to meet me and my parents, she said, oh, wow, it's crazy how brother and OP didn't inherit that. We all laughed uncomfortably, thinking it was a bad joke. She didn't laugh. Even after my brother explained it wasn't a genetic defect, it was an injury, she still thought there was a possibility that my brother or I would be born with a missing leg. She told us she believed in Santa until she was 16, and her parents had to break it to her, and it broke her heart. You know the joke that the pee is stored in the balls?
No.
She thought that was real. She asked my brother how come pee didn't come out when he came during sex. She commented that she never sees pink lemons in the store. She literally thought pink lemonade was made from pink lemons. She didn't realize Donald Trump, the actor, and Donald Trump, the president, were the same person. And speaking of Trump, she too tried to look at the solar eclipse without sunglasses, despite my brother pleading with her to keep them on. She thought blood diamonds meant they were made from blood, and we found out because she asked, how come they aren't red?
This is Amelia Bedelia.
That's good.
She thought in order to play for a city's sports team, you had to be from that city. So it confused her when one of our players got traded. She asked, well, what other team do we have here? She didn't think platypuses were real. That's still up for debate. I've not seen one.
I've not seen one.
She once tried to correct me when I mentioned something being $100 million. She goes, don't you mean a billion? Because she didn't think 100 million was a real number. She thought it was 99 million and then 1 billion. She thinks the moon gives off light. I tried to tell her it's the reflection from the sun, and she argued with me, saying that couldn't be true because the sun was down behind the earth, and if it was lighting the moon, it would light up the entire world. She thought, oh, fuck.
Spence, Shane, guys!
Oh, fuck.
I love,
guys, let her speak!
I love her so much.
Yeah.
Let's hear what you think after this one. She thought Obama did the I Have a Dream speech. Let's fucking go, dude.
I got nothing for that one.
Continue. I could go on for days, and I might edit this post as I remember more examples of her dumbass moments.
Okay.
She's been with my brother since he was in college. She was not in college with him. They met at a music festival. She literally said she didn't want to go to college because it seemed super hard.
She cooked?
She did cook there. She cooked. I have such a hard time being around her. I do not understand what the fuck my brother sees in her. Do not get it. He's a software engineer making six figures, and she works as a hairdresser, so I see why she's with him. I want to ask him why he would want to marry such a fucking moron.
Oh,
like,
God.
It's embarrassing when she talks and he brings her around people he works with. I would be mortified if I was him. I asked my parents about having an intervention with him after he announced that he was proposing to her, and they told me no, and that they thought she was sweet, and that my brother considers her his best friend, and they work well together. Does no one else worry that she could make a terrible decision and severely affect my brother? Or when they have kids, she could put them in harm's way? What could she possibly teach them? It's not a matter of her being innocently stupid. She could have real life consequences to being this dim-witted. Oh, man.
She sounds like, look.
She sounds like a dream.
Obama, MLK aside. She sounds awesome. She sounds like a blast to be around. She's constantly, you know, you're looking at things from a different perspective. And if she's nice.
Yeah, and listen, like, she's asking the questions and she's wanting to, she's learning.
What if they're getting pranked? What if the sister-in-law is actually really smart and she's just playing dumb?
It's just like in Golden Boy.
Because the Obama I Have a Dream speech, that's
crazy.
That's crazy. That's fully
Yeah,
nuts.
That's pretty tough. That's that one. I mean, the pink lemons, guys. I mean, it's a lot. It's a lot.
That doesn't sound crazy. Like
the
what
pink lemons I can almost forget. I can forgive that.
What makes pink lemonade pink?
Raspberries.
Really?
Or strawberries.
I did not know that.
I thought it was just artificial flavor.
I thought it was artificial pink.
I just assume it's fake.
That's crazy.
Pink milk is strawberry milk.
That's crazy. I did know that.
That is true. I did know that pink milk is strawberry milk.
I think they need to be nicer to her because she's asking the questions and she's doing her best. And this OP is valid in being concerned for the well-being of their brother's children, but their brother, at the end of the day, is an adult and a smart one. And if that's his best friend, that's great. That's so what a little colorful life they have.
Are there any more?
I want more examples so bad, because that shit, she's, I mean, it's like Peter Griffin level.
Yeah.
And I...
No, it's really funny.
It's funny. It's Donald Trump, the actor, and Donald Trump, the president, are two different people. That's awesome.
It sounds like this.
What a world she gets to live in.
I think she lived a very sheltered life. Like this, this gives homeschool energy, like big time. I relate to it. I relate to some of these misconceptions, not the MLK Obama one. Sometimes when you grow up in a very sheltered or a very specific household, you don't learn a lot of common sense things. Or like sometimes, like, you know, if you have a lot of siblings, sometimes the siblings start raising each other and then not all the good things are taught and common sense kind of gets lost. And so like, it really is not her fault. You know, college is hard.
That's what I was gonna say.
And expensive.
You think I wanted to go?
College is super hard. She was right on that one.
I knew a girl similar to this in high school and I thought she was so cool because she was just so willing. She would, like, if there was a very common word that she didn't know what it meant, she would be like, what does that word mean? Like, she, like, that's the only way we can learn.
I always appreciate people who are willing to ask a question, even if it's going to make them look stupid. The only thing that I fault her for is when she's, like, arguing with them.
Yeah.
Like, arguing about the sun, and I'm like, if you don't know something, then just be like,
I
don't
know what she doesn't know.
That's true.
My friend was the valedictorian for like my rival school, and until he was in like eighth grade, he thought, you know how you have like hair bangs? He thought they were vangs.
Yeah,
like with a V.
Bangs on your head.
Well, yeah. That is a fun thing. Some really smart people are ridiculously stupid in arenas that you wouldn't realize. I feel like if this was a movie, what'll end up happening is they'll be driving in a car together, and it'll break down, and she'll get out and be able to fix the car perfectly. And it's like, oh, you're really smart in that arena. Like, there's multiple areas of intelligence. Comments here. My roommate once dated a guy who said, women are so lucky. If you get stranded on a remote island without food, you can just drink your breast milk to survive. He thought we just lactated all the time, pregnant, nursing, or not. Someone said, being intelligent obviously isn't a partner priority when it comes to your brother. I would simply limit my time around her, and any negative implications of their relationship isn't really your problem. You can't be more worried about someone else's future than they do. I guess you could have a conversation with your brother, but I think you need to start with hearing why he does want to marry her, then go from there. Lastly, someone said, if this was about 20 years ago, I'd be sure you were talking about my cousin. She's not the sharpest knife in the drawer, more of a spoon, a blunt one, and she knows it. Her mom, whose fault it was anyhow, don't do booze and drugs when pregnant, made sure she didn't forget that she was born stupid. Here's the thing, though. She's one of the kindest, most loving, most caring people I know, and an absolutely best mom any kid could ask for. Yeah, if you tell her a joke, it'll take her a while to process it and laugh about it, but you're sad and need to talk about it, she's got a sixth sense about it, and you'll literally feel her turning her high beams of empathy towards you until you feel better. Her husband of 20 plus years adores her. Her kids love her to bits. She's never going to be the greatest conversationalist, but having her as your friend or family will enrich all of your lives.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think the theme of a lot of these stories today is kind of like people getting bent out of shape out of things that are so far out of their control.
Yeah.
And it's at the end of the day, it's your feelings are your responsibility, and like there's so much freedom in just letting go.
Yeah. Being like, oh, I don't need to care.
Yeah, it's a choice.
Who do we think was the biggest devil of the day?
Ooh.
Yeah,
we had Dance Dance Revolution guy who yelled at a kid.
Right.
We had tattoo jealousy person.
Tattoo jealousy person was
biggest asshole.
They sucked.
That was probably my favorite story.
Fire hydrant person.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Fire hydrant person probably is number one for me because they drove drunk.
Yeah.
They put people in the most danger. We had vacuuming up the ashes,
ooh,
placing it with dirt.
Dude, all bangers.
Pretty bad. Faking paternity leave. And then Eggman.
Eggman. Eggman.
Guy who's jealous about his rich wife. And then finally, person who's complaining about stupid sister-in-law.
God, we should get them in a room together.
Yeah.
I love
They'll
this.
They'll really cook up something dumb.
Oh, yeah. That's so fun.
They're all pretty bad.
Yeah, I'd say the tattoo guy, because he clearly like wanted to hurt his sister's feelings. And then the ashes guy. Those two, obviously, like without drinking and driving and like fundamental horrible things aside, it's ashes or tattoos for me, because ashes was crazy. That like you buried a body, bro.
I think Eggman is probably number one asshole, because a lot of these other people I think are just really dumb.
Yeah.
Even the ashes guy, I'm like, that was really stupid.
Yeah,
like you didn't set out to
like,
hurt.
Take a
you
second.
You didn't set out to hurt your wife, but you were really dumb and you didn't think about it.
That was the only one that felt like a little malicious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you both for joining me. This has been a blast reading about absolutely horrible people. Mm. And thank you all for watching. And let us know what other themes and subreddits you want us to cover. And we'll see you next Saturday for more wild bullshit.
You both are the angel.
Am I the pebble?
I don't know what
that
means.
Am I the pebble?